193 countries, and 2 weeks of conferences, events, and summits. But recently, at least, one president has hogged the headlines. In 2017, American President Donald Trump warned the General Assembly the US would totally destroy North Korea.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
In 2018, diplomats marveled at the assessment of his success.
My administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
There's no love lost between the UN and President Trump. He's repeatedly attacked the body's multilateral approach, preferring a unilateral America First way. Here's UN director at the International Crisis Group, Richard Gowan.
I think that many leaders are concerned that the multilateral system is crumbling, and they're also worried about the rise of authoritarian leaders in many states. And it's notable that the first speakers at this General Assembly will include not only President Trump, but President Bolsonaro from Brazil, Sisi from Egypt, and Erdogan from Turkey. That's a pretty illiberal quartet.
The big theme up for discussion this year is climate change. World leaders are expected to outline new emissions targets at a summit on Monday. But UN watchers like Jonathan Crystal, research fellow at Adelphi University, worry that we could see repackaged ideas rather than new promises.
As long as the major powers and the major polluters, you know, are either unwilling to dial back their carbon emissions, or in the case of the United States, are unwilling now to even acknowledge the problem, I'm not sure what you can hope to achieve other than make sure it doesn't fall off the agenda.
Some experts also remain skeptical about the level of progress at Thursday's high-level meeting on nuclear disarmament. Professor Michael John Williams is the director of the International Relations Program at New York University.
We'll probably hear a lot of platitudes and discussions about the need to have a nuclear-free world, but they remain a cornerstone of U.S. NATO deterrence in Europe. The Russians maintain a massive nuclear arsenal, and because we have proliferation into East Asia and South Asia, all those states see those weapons as critical to their security. So I doubt we'll see any progress towards a nuclear-free world.
The ramped-up rhetoric between Iran and the U.S., with threats of war, will likely prevent a meeting between President Trump and President Hassan Rouhani. Also likely to feature through the week will be the flaring tensions between India and Pakistan over Kashmir, the seemingly unending conflict in Yemen, and the ever-growing global migrant crisis. Diplomats hope all the talking will translate into action. As UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said, he wants concrete plans, not just beautiful speeches. I'm Nick Harper in New York.